Welcome to 5 Minutes with Andy. Twice a month, Virtual Link CEO Andy Fried will be offering you tips, tricks, and insight into leadership, management, and business skills. You're listening to episode number 9, A Company is a Family. Unfortunately, sometimes bad things happen to good people. And Virtual believes when these things happen to our people, we as a company and a family can step up to help out. To tell you more about how Virtual gives back and address the scary things people face in everyday life, here's Andy Fried.
Well, you know, the company's a family. And yeah, we say that often here. And families have good times and bad times. And all of us have been through times as a family where, you know, it's the vows you take at your wedding of in sickness and in health. And while we, you know, hope for the best for everybody, there are times in every family's life and in every employee's life where things aren't going well. We've had those here. I'm a cancer survivor. We've had other, you know, folks who are dealing with life issues. You know, one of the things we try to do when those come up here is everything we can do to work with folks on, on flexibility in the workplace, on giving people the time that they need, but also can we support the cause? And by that I mean, you know, what can we do to help out? So one that we've really been, you know, all in on is the Jimmy Fund. You know, the Jimmy Fund, for those that aren't from the Boston area, you know, it's the fundraising arm of Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. It's really just an extraordinary organization. They raise tons of money every year for cancer research. They've got an extraordinary partnership with the Boston Red Sox, or I should say that the world champion Boston Red Sox. And with that partnership, they have a series of things they do with every game, but one that we're involved with is something called Fenway Fantasy Day. And that's a great event. It lets people bat and field at Fenway Park. I myself participated in a special executive home run derby, which if it was retitled the Executive Ground Out to Third Derby, I had an extraordinary performance of hitting slow dribblers to third base. But it's a great event. You know, we raised from Virtual, you know, we raised right around $30,000 for it. The event itself raised a couple of $100,000 for cancer research. You know, we were really delighted to do that and delighted to be able to help. See what you can do to help. I think that, you know, just recognizing that, you know, there's a lot of it that is, you know, there but for the grace of God. So recognizing that when somebody has something come up, what can you do? Can you, you know, we've had, you know, I remember when I was out having just had surgery for my cancer, how many folks in the company came by with meals, came by with different things, so, you know, everything you'd expect from a family. And I think that, you know, we try to look for opportunities to do that with folks. And, you know, it's one thing to, you know, send flowers. It's another thing to really think about what does this person need and how can we be helpful. And we, you know, we've done, you know, quite a bit quietly over the years with our employees, and we'll keep it quiet because I don't want to betray confidence of just helping folks out in times that they've needed it. And I think that's really important. Run toward the problem and see if there's something you can do to solve it. And, you know, that goes, by the way, you know, not just for things like health, but it also goes to the company's role in the community. I like to walk when I'm on conference calls, and every now and then I'll, you know, just put the AirPods in and take an hour call walking around. A couple of months ago, I was doing that and noticed that the area around our office park was just absolutely trashed. Beer cans and, you know, you name it. So, you know, all it cost us to fix that was we went out and bought some rubber gloves and some trash bags, and 40 of us went out and cleaned it up. I feel really good about looking at that and seeing that it's clean. Now we've operated at Virtual with a set of core values, and one of them is generosity, and that means generosity toward our employees, where we try to share profits and share the good that we've done as a company with our individual employees. But it also means that we try to be generous with the community and generous with our role in the greater community in the Boston area, down in Washington and in Nashville. And that can be anything from it's cleaning up the side of the road by our office, participating in things like Habitat for Humanity, or looking for other charitable causes. And, you know, we try to give to every time an employee is doing a walkathon, a road race, anything like that. We try to contribute as a company. Generosity is really important because I think it's a way to give back and a way to show the value that your company places in the community that it's part of. I think we can always do more. I think that I love the things that get folks all around the company involved. And, you know, for me, one of the things I enjoy most about Habitat or most about cleaning out the woods or anything like that, it's not just that we're doing it, it's also that people that don't typically work next to each other are working next to each other. And, you know, you're pulling tires out of the woods, and I'm not sure why there were tires in the woods, but we pulled 6 tires out of the woods. But you're pulling those out of the woods with, you know, 2 people you might not have worked with before. So we'll keep looking for opportunities to do that and, you know, look for opportunities to help. One of the things that we also do with generosity, and one of the ways that that value manifests itself has been the ELF program. And I think we have a podcast that you can listen to on that that I'd encourage folks to go back to, because that's really a program that's been innovative and different and has really made a difference toward helping our employees understand how much generosity can mean for them. The things that we try to do aren't just for long-standing employees. I know that we're fortunate that we have a lot of interns from a local college, Endicott College. You know, some of them came to me recently that there was a spring break program that some of us were participating in, which was going out and doing community service. So we're a proud sponsor of that. It was great to see our logo on T-shirts of people who were doing good all over the world, and something that we were really proud of.
And that will do it for this 5 Minutes with Andy. To give feedback on this episode, Sinead Carthy can be reached via email at scarthy@virtualink.com with the subject line 5 Minutes with Andy. To learn more about Virtual Ink, visit our website, virtualink.com. You've been listening to 5 Minutes with Andy. Thanks for joining us. Music for this podcast was provided by Kevin McLeod.